Let's go back to January 5th, 2011, the day of Governor Andrew Cuomo's first State of the State speech. Senator Jeff Klein, who represents portions of the Bronx, announced that he and three other senators would be forming their own political caucus, separate from the rest of the Democrats.
I think the most important thing we can do as elected officials is win back the voters' trust.
The Senate Democrats had just gone through an embarrassing time. Their brief 2 years in power in the chamber included a leadership coup and corruption allegations that would eventually lead to the convictions of three of the Democrats' top leaders. Senator Klein had been the Democrats' election strategist in 2010 when the GOP took the chamber back. He said now the independent Democrats would work more closely with the Republicans in the Senate.
Democrats, like ourselves, governing and working with the Republicans, the majority, in a bipartisan fashion.
The IDC became instant power brokers in the closely divided Senate. Though they'd pledged to be a separate faction, they did form a leadership coalition with the Republicans after the 2012 elections. That year, Democrats won 33 seats, one more than the 32 needed to hold the majority. The IDC, which had grown to 5 members, sided with the GOP, and Senator Klein and then-Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos even held the title of temporary president of the Senate on alternative days. Skelos is now facing prison time for corruption. In 2017, Democrats once again numerically hold the majority with 32 seats, but Republicans continue to rule the chamber. That's partly because the Democrats are still split between the regular Democrats and the independent Democrats, now at 8 members. The Byzantine structure is further complicated by the fact that one Senate Democrat actually conferences with the Republicans. That gives the GOP conference the 32 they need to rule the chamber. In a state and nation intensely polarized by the election of President Donald Trump, IDC members have been getting some unwanted attention in their districts from Democratic voters who want them to rejoin the mainstream Democrats. Senator Jose Peralta, the newest member of the IDC, is among those who faced a backlash at town hall meetings in his Queens district this past winter, where some even called him a traitor. The IDC blamed the protests on organizers from outside the senator's districts. In May, the New York Times reported that three of the IDC members, as well as some Republican senators, received stipends, known in capital parlance as Lulus, for chairing committees, when in fact they were not the chairs of the committees. Senator Klein tried to downplay the accusations.
Well, welcome to Albany's version of Lululand. I mean, that's all we seem to talk about.
But federal and state prosecutors are looking into the matter. At least one subpoena has been issued. The IDC is trying to win back its reputation, even releasing its own promotional video. In it, Klein says the breakaway Democrats support a progressive philosophy.
But we will not allow for the legislative dysfunctionality of the past to prevail.
Klein argues that the IDC has helped convince Republicans to act on left-leaning issues, including the passage of a minimum wage increase and paid family leave. Relations between the independent Democrats and the regular Democrats since 2011 have been chilly, and they've turned even colder since the stipend scandal. The leader of the mainstream Democrats, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says the public is awakened and isn't pleased that the Democrats are split.
For the first time in a very long time, people are paying attention.
But Senator Stewart-Cousins has maintained she hopes for an eventual reunification. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.